My guest at this time is Republican North Carolina Congressman Walter Jones, who represents the Tar Heel State's 3rd Congressional District, and that's the district that encompasses nearly all of the Outer Banks of North Carolina, which is expected to absorb the biggest brunt of Hurricane Irene as it makes its first landfall on the U.S. Of course, over the next couple of days after that, it's expected to ride up the East Coast and threaten everything on the East Coast all the way up to New England. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, well, thank you. And this looks like it's going to be a huge storm hitting the coastal area that you just named, and we are very anxious, waiting to see how much damage is going to be coming our way. But thank you for letting me be on the show, and certainly the most important thing is that people stay as safe as they can.
Absolutely. This is obviously your district, especially along the coast, some very low-lying areas. You probably have a lot of constituents there who are pretty used to these kinds of storms, or at least something close to it. How does that help you, and what are the precautions most folks are taking right now?
Well, I think, Greg, we've had many hurricanes, that's true, over the last few years. But in the last couple of years, we've not had a true hurricane, certainly not one the size of Irene. And state is doing a great job, give the governor Perdue credit, and getting the different agencies out and involved. FEMA is already down in this area, preparing the people, Red Cross. I mean, everything's being done that can be done to prepare people. And there's been a tremendous evacuation from the Dare County area and Carteret County. Those two areas appear that they are really going to take a direct hit.
What kind of storm surge is required in order to create some severe flooding problems? What's the level at which you really start to get worried?
Well, I say it this way, the level that Irene is going to bring is going to create a lot of flooding problems for coastal and the inland parts of eastern North Carolina.
What kind of resources are generally in place? I know Governor Perdue and other governors along the coast have already called for federal help. So what kind of pre-positioned services are in effect right there along the Carolina coast?
You have the Guard. You have the National Guard has already been put on alert to be ready to go in. And the local law enforcement in these counties, they've learned through the years, they do a magnificent job of really trying to be prepared so that from as soon as this thing hits, and if they're called upon during the hurricane, they would be ready to go. And then after the hurricane, to see what type of damage, and as you mentioned, and you were right, flooding will be a huge problem the day after the hurricane passes through.
I don't know if you've heard much about this, Congressman. The last couple of days, there's been a debate over federal funding related to whatever impact Irene has, and given the recent spending and debt debates that we've had, there have been some on the left that have suggested that Republicans don't seem to believe in federal spending, so they might not believe in federal aid in the wake of a storm like this. What's your sense of that debate and what's likely to happen here?
Greg, I'm not one of them. I can tell you that, and not only because of my area, but I think any time that the American people, through no fault of their own, are hit with some type of disaster, I think there is a role for government, both state and local, to be there and national, to be there to help the citizens. So I don't have any problem with disaster votes, because what might happen in Iowa with some river, I could have a hurricane, or if it's an earthquake in California. No, I think there's a role for government. I really do.
From the local officials you've talked to in your district, do you sense that most folks are abiding the evacuation orders and boarding up the windows and everything? Are most folks hunkering down knowing that this is going to be pretty big, or are some writing it off as more bluster than...
No, I think the majority of people in the coastal area, just like where I am in inland, I'm about 80 miles from Morehead City, North Carolina. But, no, I think that this one, and I want to give credit again to the leadership in the state of North Carolina and the local leadership as well as the state leadership, I think we are as prepared as you can be. But until it hits, we don't know exactly, you know, what it's going to be like until it hits. But I think we're as prepared as you can be.
You mentioned this is a unique storm. You can't necessarily assume it'll be like any other Category 3, Category 2 hurricane when it comes ashore, but based on other storms of that general ferocity and storm surge and so forth, how long does it usually take for those outlying areas to see the waters recede, see folks come back in, assess their damage, and even what's left in this tourism season over the summer, have folks come back to the shore?
Well, it depends on how much damage is done, and to give you a better answer than that, it's just something that you cannot completely make an assessment of the damage until it passes through. There are hopes of many people that, you know, it won't be as much damage as they're predicting. But again, it's just hard to tell until it passes through.
How much contact have you had with FEMA? You mentioned your praise of the governor's work so far in preparation for this. How much contact have you had with the federal authorities, and how helpful have they been?
Well, the federal government keeps us informed. We're in our district office in Greenville, North Carolina, right now, and we've had ongoing communiques as to what's being set up, you know, those type of locations. So I think both state and federal they're well prepared, and they've helped we the people, if I can say it that way, we the people be prepared as well.
Congressman, we wish you only the best. The prayers of millions of Americans are with you and your constituents, and we look forward to talking to you, hopefully with a lot of good news next week when we know exactly what this storm
brought. We hope so, and thank you for the prayers for all the people of Eastern North Carolina. Thank you.
North Carolina Republican Congressman Walter Jones represents his state's 3rd Congressional District. Again, his district encompasses just about all of the Atlantic coast of the state of North Carolina. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.